The scripture of this service is Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 10. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 10. Then all the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and the members of 8,000 branch churches in the United States of America, Canada, Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, Bolivia, Argentina, Chile, Japan, Mongolia, China, Taiwan, Thailand, Vietnam, the Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia, Nepal, India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Israel, Palestine, Egypt, Sudan, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, Tanzania, Congo, Gabon, Angola, Botswana, Swaziland, South Africa, Burkina Faso, Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Nigeria, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Belgium, Netherlands, Germany, Italy, Greece, Russia, Sweden, Estonia, Belarus, Ukraine, Dagestan, and local sanctuaries in Korea. And members who are attending this service through satellites and the internet. And all the GCN and Manmin TV viewers. This is the first Friday online service of year 2009. I give all thanks and glory to God the Father, who will bless us with His grace and inspiration in this Friday online service, which we give in remembrance of suffering of the Lord. During this Friday online service, as well as in the upcoming Sunday morning and evening services, I will continue from this year's New Year's Day service to deliver messages about the four prayer subjects for this year. In the New Year's Day service, I deliver the message titled Blessing, the first prayer subject. I will talk about the second prayer subject, Outstanding Church, and Sanctuary and the Power of God in Sunday morning and Sunday evening service, respectively. I urge all the brothers and sisters in Christ to make bread out of these four messages and keep praying for this year long. These prayer subjects present visions to the church, and they open the door of blessings to church members. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, the Lord says, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." As said, when you pray while understanding church-wide spiritual flow through prayer subjects, you can also personally receive abundant answers. I hope you can understand and be assured of God's will and providence toward this church once again during this service. May God, who makes this church outstanding, always receive glory through you who belong to this church. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Deuteronomy chapter 28 is so-called the Bible's chapter of blessing. God explains in great detail how we can receive blessing, such as the prosperity of family, work and business, health and honor. Especially chapter 28 verse 10 says, "So all the peoples of the earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will be afraid of you." It means the people of the world cannot interfere with us, but respectfully fear us because we have the evidence that God is with us. It is the promise of blessing that God will make this church outstanding, which receives respect and glory. When the forefathers of faith overcame various processes of refinement, they were raised up not only among the Israelites, but also among the Gentiles. For example, in his youth, Joseph was sold as a slave and underwent all kinds of hardships, but it was not because he did something wrong. It was because in the providence of God, he had to have the competency to fulfill his duties and enjoy great glory in the future. He was to receive the responsibility that would allow his people, the Israelites, to prosper. To do this, Joseph had to go to Egypt ahead of the others. Also, there was a series of processes that such a young Hebrew boy could never have imagined, which would prepare him to rise to the position of the prime minister of Egypt, the most powerful empire in the world. He was second to the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. He was given all the, you know, power from the Pharaoh. When Joseph silently overcame the refinements and prepared his vessel, God quickly accomplished the works to raise Joseph to a position of eminence. Joseph was sold as a slave in a foreign country and became a prisoner. Yet still, he soon became the man second only to the Pharaoh, respected by all people. In similar fashion, God will make this church outstanding and raise it high above all nations. In just 13 years, Father God made Joseph the second man next to Pharaoh in Egypt. Joseph was a slave in a foreign country, but in just 13 years, he became prime minister. Isn't it wonderful? Father God let Joseph learn economics while he was working. I mean, when he was a slave, when he was in a prison, he learned economics and politics, and he learned how to deal with people. He received the wisdom and understanding, and he became the prime minister. And he was able to do all the jobs that were given to him. The refinements were not tough at all. Father God protected him and made everything prosper. Everything was peaceful, and he was protected by God. And he became the prime minister in just a short period of 13 years. Father God will make this church outstanding in his own way in a very short period of time. And you have witnessed it. From year 2000, in just 8 years and 9 years, Father God made this church outstanding all over the world. You have witnessed it. Of course, we don't receive this promise for nothing. The works that we've been doing before God for these many and long years have met the conditions. The first condition is that this church has lived by the word of God and completely obeyed it. God is Almighty, but there are pre-existing requirements to be met before He gives blessings to His children. That is, if we live in the light and keep God's commandments, God will also protect us and bless us. Living in the light is so easy, isn't it? It's so easy. Living in the darkness itself is difficult. Keeping God's commandments is also an easy job. Violating God's commandments is rather difficult job. All you have to do is, when Father God tells you to get rid of, then get rid of it. Father God says, don't do it, just don't do it. Isn't it so easy? Whose order is this? Whose order is this? It is God the Almighty, the Creator. How can you resist against it? All you have to do is keep His commandments. I have found a son who is living like that. He came to this church in 1993. Right after I bleeded, and when I talked about the Dimension Conference, he attended that conference. And I once said like this, I became weak, but since I made the promise, to keep the promise, I came to this conference. And I have a duty to lead many souls to New Jerusalem. I am here. He received grace from that word. And he decided that this is the person that I can believe. And since then, he has never lost his fullness. He never ceased praying. He never lost joy. He never lost the grace of God. So, I asked him, from 1993 until now, haven't you ever lost the fullness of the Holy Spirit, even for a day? I was impressed. I felt like I was looking at myself. I got rid of what Father God told me to get rid of. I kept what Father God told me to keep. And he was like that. He didn't have any tingering to, any longing heart for the worldly things. I've never seen him stop praying. When I went to the city of Gochang to pray, he prayed at the entrance of the place where I went to pray. He went up to, he stayed 100 meters far from me, and he prayed there. Why? Because in order to protect me, in order not to make anyone to come near me. He was even imprisoned wrongfully to take the responsibility of a certain incident in this church. But he didn't even stop praying inside the prison cell. He prayed to God 3 times a day. I asked him why. He said, only through prayer I can feel like I am one with senior pastor. I don't see senior pastor. But if I pray, I can become one with senior pastor. He said that was why he prayed 3 times a day. I was so thankful when I heard it. He never stops praying in Gethsemane prayer place. In any situation, he prays without ceasing. Now you may know already who he is. Now he is on the screen right now. He is always smiling. He was a boxer. He was very good at boxing. He must have been the world champion. But I told him to stop boxing because, his face was, getting, too tough. So I asked him to stop, and he obeyed. As you can see, he sits there and he never moves in any situation. He never looks at other directions. It is the same. 10 years ago, 5 years ago, and today, he always stares at me. So, if Father God calls you, you may be able to go to New Jerusalem. If you make more effort, you will come into deep inside New Jerusalem. Such a man take joy while living a Christian life. He even prayed, Father God, please refine me so hard. If there is anything that I cannot realize, let me realize if there is anything that I have to get rid of. So I told him, why do you pray like that? But he said he used to pray like that. He doesn't pray like that because he got rid of almost everything. Just like him, please. You must live a life like him. He doesn't have any longing heart for the world. He doesn't love the world. If you live like that, you will be given happiness from heaven. But once you are tempted and look at the world, then the joy in your heart will disappear. The pleasure you take from the world is momentary. Once that joy is gone, you will suffer in your heart. But the joy and happiness and grace that Father God gives from heaven will last every day, every hour, and every minute. As long as you don't look at the world, as long as you do not love the world, it will persist. I was like that, and he is like that. And I believe there are more who live a Christian life like that. So I asked him whether he is a secret, if there is anything that you hide from me. And he said, no, there was nothing. Even though I knew it, I asked him. He said, he has nothing that he hides from me. Whenever I look at him, I am greatly encouraged. In Gethsemane prayer place, in any place, whenever I look at him, I am strengthened. He is so diligent. No matter how cold it is, he wakes up early in the morning, and he organizes everything. Living a Christian life is not a difficult job. If you truly love God and if you truly have hope for heaven, then you will live in the light, and it is never a difficult job. It will give you joy. If you take a look at the previous verse of tonight's scripture, there is a following condition. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 9 says, the Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, as he swore to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. In other words, only when we keep his commandments and walk in his ways will he establish us as a holy people. Dear brothers and sisters, there are many churches today. However, just as written, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? It's hard to find the true faith. God surely says, be holy and sanctified. But some people say, how can a man keep all the commandments? And they compromise with the world. And those who are taught by these people are not different from the worldly people, even though they go to church. Moreover, some people dilute and distort the Word of God, and others will interpret the Word of God literally according to their own ideas. Some people manage their believing lives through fleshly thoughts, even though they profess they believe. They end up blaspheming the work of the Holy Spirit and of God. But you are different. You've learned the will of God precisely, and you've made sincere efforts to submit obediently to the 66 books of the Bible. In this corrupt world, where else in this world is a church which has countless members gathering every night, longing for sanctification and fervently praying for 3 hours? While you are trying to become humble and serve others and seek others' benefit, the world tries to be lifted up and seeks after its own benefit. You fasted and prayed all night to cast off every form of evil, even from your hearts. Through these efforts, many of you have stood on the rock of faith, and many precious people of the Spirit have been born. I myself, as the head of this church, of course, have lived by the Word of God with all my life to present a good example for you to witness. Therein lies the reason why God has manifested such wonderful power through this church. When God accomplishes His providence and reveals His glory on the earth, through which church will He do it? Don't you think it should be the church, all the servants of God and members of which live by the will of God and obey the Word of God? A church should be able to show the glory of God, not only to its members, but also to non-believers. It should show that God is alive and that He is with the church so that it can even make Gentiles fear God. The early church was like this. Acts chapter 2 verse 43 says, "Everyone kept feeling a sense of awe, and many wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles." Many signs and wonders took place. And it should be these days. If they are the churches which truly love God, then wonders and signs should take place in those churches. They should prove that Father God is alive and our Lord Jesus Christ is our only Savior. Then many people can become Christians, and many Christians can have true faith, and they can give glory to God. If someone asks, "Where in the world is God that you believe?" then they should be able to show that God is alive over here. If people come to this church, if they live in this church for a month, then they can see God is alive. They can find the evidence that God is with us. There are many evidences in this church. And Acts chapter 2 verse 47 says, "They were praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved." In this church, every week, we have precious guests from all over the world. Almost every week. They long for coming to this church. Once they come to this church, they stay here more than 10 days. Sometimes they stay here longer than 20 days. When the members of the church live by the Word of God, God's works can take place greatly in the church, and the world can gain a reverent fear of God through this. The reason this church is established as an outstanding church is, secondly, this church has overcome many difficulties through faith. Since the start of this church, we've confessed by faith to the God-given visions of Grand Sanctuary and World Mission, and we've marched on. In reality, however, to accomplish the world mission by obeying the Word of God was never an easy job. The enemy devil and Satan tried to stop the kingdom of God from expanding by any and all means possible. Just as Apostle Paul confessed that he knew no hope for living and that he thought he was past a death sentence, we have passed through great difficulties. Just as Jewish people pursued Apostle Paul to bring accusation against him and kill him, there have been many people who have pursued, accused, and interfered with us in both in this country and in overseas countries. But in order to accomplish the will of God, you and I have piled up immeasurable tears and mourning in long endurance. No matter how difficult it was, we've never said it was difficult. We've never doubted, and we've never been disheartened. Since we suffered unjustly for the name of the Lord, we rather rejoiced. When things seemed difficult at a moment, we believed that it would be fulfilled since it was the order of God, and we looked for where the will of God lied. Since we've piled up these works of faith, God is establishing this church as an outstanding church in the world. From now on, God will reveal His glory greatly through this church. When we accomplish spreading the gospel of sanctification to the world with and will construct the Canaan sanctuary so that even those who were against us will come to a realization. They will become fearful for having stood against the works of God, and some of them will repent and reach salvation. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I have told you that you should diligently plant a seed of blessing by the spiritual faith in order to receive blessing in New Year's Day service. And you've been doing just like that. For more than 26 years, you've planted many seeds. You've grown the seeds by giving joy and thanks in any trials. Deacon Yong-suk Lee that I've mentioned, I've looked at the list of his tithes and offerings. So I asked him, how could you offer that much money? And he said, he planted everything to Father God's kingdom. So I asked him, since you're the first son, please be good to your parents first, always. So he, you know, send money to his parents first and then plant everything for Father God's kingdom. So I found that the rank was quite high. I was wondering. That's why he received joy and grace from heaven. He said he's always happy. He's never lost that joy from the day he registered to this church. God will allow us to yield abundant fruit from the seeds. Just as He promised long ago, nations and kings will come before us, and the wealth of all nations will come to this church. Among the kings, some are already known to us, and I've harbored them in my heart. Some others are not known to us yet, but the gospel of sanctification has been planted in their hearts. In other words, well, Mr. Pascal from France, he said, please send missionary to my city so that we can learn the gospel of sanctification. He asked me, but I couldn't give him the answer, because we are not ready to send missionary to his city. So many cities are requesting and asking for missionaries, but we can't now. In other words, even though we don't know them, they've already heard about the power of God. When the time comes, their hearts will be moved, and they will come before God. Such a man of goodness, Naaman, didn't come to the prophet when he was well. When he had something that a man couldn't solve, he came seeking for the grace of God. Likewise, when the kings have something that cannot be managed by human ability, and when they wish God's answer, they will come. The Holy Spirit will manage the best time for them to come and connect them with us. An elder who is the head of a hospital. Yesterday, I was shocked. I heard the shocking news. Many hospitals are closing down in this country. Many hospitals are closing down. I'm not sure whether it is the truth. I'm not sure whether it's true. But the elder said, it is so difficult in Korea. The economic situation is so tough. Unless it is a life-threatening disease, people do not come to the hospital. He said, the economic situation is that bad. And this is the word from God. From this year, so many newly discovered diseases will rampant. There are many medicines developed, but newly discovered diseases cannot be cured with such inner medicines. So many diseases will be discovered starting from this year. And they have a resistance against those medicines. Right after I said, I'm not sure whether I've mentioned it during the closing service or, but right after that, it was an issue in a newspaper. I'm not sure whether they heard it from me. Calamities, disasters, there will be more. So, it's time. And that's why Father God told us to build the Mamin Prayer Center. So many poor people will come to Mamin Prayer Center who cannot go to hospital. They will come before God. Since it is time, Father God has allowed us to build the Mamin Prayer Center. Probably we will start the construction in April. The power of God that Father God has given to me will shine in this year 2009. Father God will work like that. Not only from overseas countries, but also from this country, leaders will come to this church and it will shake the Christian community. That's because they themselves acknowledge the necessity of this gospel of sanctification and the power of God in order to wake up this world. To the extent that the word of establishing this church as an outstanding one is accomplished, you will be proud of the name Manmin. Of course, even at this moment, when our church workers go to many places where the name of Manmin is known, they are greatly loved and recognized. If known through crusades or broadcasting, now you see Pastor Myung Woo Chang in Africa. He went to Burundi. And he led the handkerchief people with 50,000 people gathered. And even the president of the Burundi attended the crusade. He was invited by the president. Actually, his in the meeting was supposed to be 10 minutes long, but the president of Burundi wanted to listen about me, and the meeting lasted for 30 minutes. Either August or November, Burundi wants to invite me to his country for the Great Size Crusade, but obviously, I have to wait for a call from Father God. So many countries are asking me to come to their countries and hold the crusade, but I can't. The president of the country will send an invitation card, but Pastor Myung Woo Chung is shaking hands with President of Burundi. You can see on the monitor. In many parts of the world, I mean, just imagine how many high-ranking officials should attend his crusade. I heard that so many people received God's grace. And they are talking about Man Min and Man Min. If known through crusades or broadcasting, when they go there in the name of Man Min or Dr. Lee, even though they are just members of the church or even deacons, they are respected as if they were servants of God. And they go through the airport without inspections. Even the servants of God who control many branch churches request prayers from our missionaries when they come in contact with the power of God through the handkerchief. In addition, in some countries, their congressmen and high officials became our members and request for prayers from me when they come across with an important task. In the future, you will realize that this gospel of sanctification and the power of God have been made known to more places than you may have previously thought. Just like the word that God has given to us since the start of this church, nations and kings will desire Man Min. Even when they hear the name of Man Min, they will be reminded of the power of God. In the States, Dr. Mikhail Mogulis, his wife was healed, and she is walking well. And wherever she goes, she testifies to Mami Ministry and Dr. Lee. Missionary Robert Johnson, his wife, came to this church, and they are with us tonight. He was healed of his Achilles tendon, and he testified to his healings. And he is staying with us to receive God's grace. There are many people around the world who received healing through this church and through me. There are many in this world. So how thankful I am. A deaconess came to me and said her husband gave her $10,000 to give as an offering, even though her husband was an unbeliever. He is a crewman of a ship, and he couldn't become a captain. But after receiving my prayer, in 3 days, he became a captain of a ship. And he received much blessing through many things. I heard that it's like a 5,600-ton ship. And his ship goes to Australia or to the States. And he became the captain of that ship. Even though he is an unbeliever, after receiving my prayer, he became a captain. Since he believes it, in his grateful heart, he sent his offerings. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in order to make this church an outstanding church, God has made the power greater and accomplished the world. And he has prepared the kings for grand sanctuary. Now, this promise of blessing of being an outstanding church, what kind of meaning does it have to you personally? It is each one of you. You are the ones who actually comprise this church. This church doesn't become an outstanding church not because the power of the shepherd is great. It cannot be done just by a few people of the Spirit. Every one of you who is a part of this church should become outstanding children of God to make this church outstanding. Since the start, this church has accomplished great record-breaking revivals, except last year. Father God stopped the revival to train us and train our spirit and soul. Through both the gospel of sanctification that reveals the deep secret of spiritual realm and the power of God which cannot be seen in any part of the world, the number of the church members has rapidly increased. This church has become a great church not only in Korea but also in the world with more than 8,000 branch churches. However, recently, God hasn't allowed this church to repeat this great revival in numbers. Why is that? God explains that the reason is because He is choosing our members as if He were already winnowing the separate grain from the chaff. Well, the process of choosing good grains and separating out of the chaff took place during the great trials of 1998 and 1999. There were other several trials before then as well. Once such trial came to this church and some people turned their backs on God and left. But I couldn't reveal their identity. Indirectly, I revealed what they were doing. But some people didn't recognize and they left this church. Some of them had such great experience and some others made the confession that they would be faithful until death before the Lord would come. I was, however, hurt in my heart and sorry that such people didn't keep their faith. But those who overcame came to have all the more strong faith, and they came to understand even the deep level of the spiritual world. They even understand the transportation between spaces. Therefore, Father God has led each one of you. Without reaching that level, you cannot experience such things. But now you experience the leaping between the spaces. So just imagine how great works of God will take place and apply it to your real life. Just knowing is not enough. You should be able to practice it in your real life. After you learn the spiritual things relating space and dimension of the third and the fourth heaven, you are protected even in the fire. You didn't know how it worked. You just thought you were protected because you were in the space of the shepherd. But now, since you learned the movement and the leaping between the spiritual spaces, you can apply it to your real life. You can utilize that fact and what you learned. The general level of faith of our members has risen higher and higher every day. So you can just measure your faith, how greatly it has grown up. God says, however, that He is now in the process of choosing internally, not outwardly as before. It seems calm outwardly, but God is refining each person in the depths of their hearts and change them. When God opens the door, the numerical revival can be accomplished just any time. The word of life and the power are getting stronger and stronger. Moreover, even when the whole world says it's difficult to make a living, our members will be protected and receive blessing. When Canaan Sanctuary is constructed and nations and kings come before this church, just how many more people will come to this church? However, more urgent thing at this moment is not such great revival. It is God's workers who will take care of such a great surge of people. In a short period of time, until the Lord comes back, in order to make such a great number of people as the grains, we need many servants of God and workers. In the year 2008, we were short of cell leaders. So some business in cell didn't work well. We were in great need of cell leaders. When so many people come to this church, who can take care of them? That's why Father God is bringing up good workers through refinements and trials. Each one of you here should become a strong warrior, like a leader of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens. That's why God is choosing the current members over and over again. When you become a strong worker of faith like a rock, the great revival will begin as if water bursting through when a dam breaks. Now, think about this. New Jerusalem, which you long for so much, who is it that will enter there? Is it those who see what is already revealed and come? Or those who saw things by faith before the glory of God was revealed and cultivated sincere heart? It is those of you who cultivated sincere hearts and full assurance of faith through all the refinements, including the Canaan Sanctuary and the Grand Sanctuary. Of course, some of the souls who come to this church after then may rapidly advance to heaven in their goodness. But they will be rare cases. Many of them will dwell in paradise, the first kingdom or the second kingdom of heaven. That's because the spiritual faith cannot be achieved overnight, neither can the process of sanctification. So, if you have good heart and unchanging heart, then you can rapidly come into spirit. Deacon Yongseok Lee can enter New Jerusalem when, even though his spirit is called by God today. Have you ever seen him upset? Have you ever seen him unpleasant or evil from him? I've never seen him. I've seen only his faithfulness and fervent prayers. His heart is always full of joy and thanks. He doesn't do anything reluctantly. He never talks back. He is very careful when he talks. He discerns whether he has to say amen or not. So he doesn't make a mistake in his speak. And he got rid of whenever he found something evil. So he can have a conversation with me. He said it was easy to get rid of evil things in his heart. All he had to do is just find it. Once he found it, it was easy to get rid of. And he and I say, we couldn't understand why it is so difficult to get rid of those stuff. So I told him, do you know how much I trust you? I trust you 99%. I wish I could believe you 100%, but I trust you 99%. Now, why is that? The reason is, if I can reveal everything that I hide from everybody, I have secret that I hide from everybody. I want to share that secret with you. But when the time comes, I will. But when I tell you the secret that I have, then that's the time that I trust you 100%. That's what I told him. Of course I believe him. I trust him. For God, for His kingdom, and for me and for this church, he doesn't marry. He only runs with hope for New Jerusalem. Someone asked him whether he would marry, but he didn't say anything. Someone else might have said, no, I will not marry. But he didn't say anything. He didn't answer. He just smiled. I could see he was so careful in what he speaks. So I trust him, 99%. I myself have secrets. When I share that secrets with him, then he becomes the one that I can trust 100%. That time will come soon. The same applies to you guys. If I can share my secrets with you, then you become the people that I trust 100%. I can trust 100% when I can share my secrets with you, the servants of God, elders and workers or members. I have not so small number of people that I can share such secrets. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, just I tell you all the time, entering New Jerusalem is not an easy job, but it's never a hard job either. To those who obey the word of God, keep faith with all their hearts, and ride on the flow of the Spirit, it is such an easy job. God Himself will lead them and draw them into New Jerusalem. It is you who have been through such years that will enter there and enjoy the glory as true children of God. Therefore, when you pray for an outstanding church, please cultivate your heart again and again. You should believe that you will be a fine worker who is suitable for the outstanding church. Believe that God will surely change you into a great worker, and you must pray. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, since the foundation of this church, Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 3, has been very familiar to our members. It says, arise, shine. It was the word, it was the scripture in the starting ceremony for the workers. Arise, shine. Have we risen and shone? Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. This is the word given to us in the beginning of the church. And this word can be seen before our eyes. For behold, darkness will cover the earth, and deep darkness the peoples. Calamities, diseases, disasters, and evil, and sins, and bad situation and economics are covering this world. What about this country? We have so many crosses, but the rate of suicide is the highest among all nations. We have so many pests. The rate of cancer, the rate of the disorder, the number of crosses. Please rise up in this year 2009. Preach this good news to your relatives and neighbors. Please. We have to purify them. How could they commit suicide? How could they divorce? What is the disease? With this power of God, you should go out and solve them. Please, you have a handkerchief. The Lord will rise upon you, and His glory will appear upon you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the righteousness of your rising. These days, the world is so spiritually dark, and it's getting darker and darker, that it's not easy to find the light of hope. Not only in this country, but also in the world, economic situation will be all the more chaotic. People will never have a chance to say that it is well. Of course, many people will seriously worry about it and try to find a solution to it. But when they think of one solution, the problem they are facing may seem disappear, but soon another problem will occur. When they think of a solution to that problem again, side effects will arise. This procedure will be repeated. When this vicious circle repeats only in the economy field, restlessness will prevail among people, and political and diplomatic fields will also become rigid. In this end time, when the darkness covers the earth and shades over the peoples, only the glory of God becomes the light of the world. The darker the world, the more brightly this church will shine over the peoples, just like a lighthouse shows the direction of life in the darkness. This church will reveal the glory of God and show to the whole peoples and families and nations that the way of life is right here. This vision of the outstanding church will be accomplished through your prayers. I urge you to pray for it with all your heart and mind and soul and accomplish this vision. I also ask each one of you to change, to become a key person to lead this outstanding church. May God praise you, saying, "You've done well, my son and my daughter," when you fulfill your given duties and meet with the Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father God. Thank you for your love and grace. Let your message become life and faith in their hearts. I've delivered the message about the second prayer topic, the outstanding church. We have the evidence that God is with us, so that peoples of the world will fearfully respect us. Since we lived by the word of God and obeyed your word, we could have this evidence. We have overcome all trials by faith. And we have planted seeds of gospel by faith. Therefore, kings and nations will come before this church. All the people of this church should become leaders and have hope for New Jerusalem. And the glory of God will shine in this church. Please make every member pray fervently and become key persons to accomplish this vision. Father, please bless us. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I will pray for the sick. Please lay your hand on the sick part of your body or infirmities of your body and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Father God. Please lay your hand on these people. Transcending space and time, please work on those people who are attending this service through satellites and internet from all over the world and bring churches throughout the world. And over GCN TV viewers and Manmin TV viewers. Many people and many missionaries. Many people sent their prayer requests along with their pictures. Please lay your hands on them. David Han from Kenya requested to pray so that he could become a spiritual servant of God and to have a humble heart. Dr. Vitaly Fishberg requests prayer for the meeting and the fellowship in the meeting that he will lead in Russian First Baptist Church on January 3rd. And he also requested prayer for the meeting which will take place in Ukraine Pentecost Church on January 4th. He also requests prayer for the youth seminar in the Baptism Church in the city of Bineland in New Jersey, and for the Brother Shin Kwan and Sister Jian Kwan. Father, please give grace to these praise leaders and let them play well. Bless Pastor Dr. Vitaly Fishberg as well, Father. Philomena Huaita requests prayer for arthritis and stomach disease. Burn all the diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, please bless her so that she can have a dwelling place. Fubilo Washington requests prayer for the muscle problem. All the diseases go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Missionary Wee requests prayer for 21-day fasting. Father, please provide him with the water of heaven. And please give answers to his prayers. Li Weiwa requests prayer for the tumor in her vagina. Wang He requests prayer for his company and for the contract with the automobile company. But please bless them. From head to toe, in every intestine and organs and nerve system, burn all the diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit and bless them in spirit and in body. Burn all the diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. All the infirmities go away. May them see well. May them hear well. May them speak well. But please, Mr. Pascal, let him hear well and let him speak well. And bless his family in France. Bless his wife and his two sons. But please, open his ears and let him hear well. He came here by faith. Please work on him and be glorified through him. Father, please burn all the diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. The terminal stage of cancer, and all the leper, all the tuberculosis, all diseases go away. All the paralyzed body become normal. All the itching go away. Let them become healthy in spirit and in body. Give them strength. May the light come. Father, thank you. Be with us in the second half of this service. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.